CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics, and he can help me interpret some of these remarks because they take for granted that we have in America a guide to these very specific terms about taxes. For example, council tax will surge past £2,000 for the average household under plans drawn up by Rishi Sunak. The Prime Minister and Jeremy Hunt, the Chancellor, are preparing to allow town halls to put up the levy by 5% without a local referendum. The move will mean millions of households in B&D face saving up to £100 extra, which would take their annual bills above £2,000 for the first time. Okay, Joe, I know they're raising taxes in all directions. This sounds like they're raising taxes on the least among them. Is that correct? Everybody to be taxed, including those who work from paycheck to paycheck?
Yes, that is basically what the strategy is going to turn out to be. And those fireworks that you might hear in the background outside of my window are not celebrating this tax increase, because it's going to be pretty difficult for a lot of households. The strategy that is emerging ahead of this tax and spending reduction plan to be announced on Thursday is put up some of the rates, but then also allow inflation to do a lot of the work through bracket creep. So the taxes that they're going to put up, you mentioned the council tax, that is a property tax that is paid sort of equivalent to a poll tax. It's sort of like a flat rate per household based on the valuation band of the property. And importantly, it is paid by the resident of the property, not the owner. So tenants have to pay council tax, not just property owners. And, you know, that funds local governments, which increasingly are coming under funding strain as they struggle to collect the garbage and keep the roads paved and, you know, deal with various elements of school provision. And then also local governments have to do a lot of provision for social care, the elderly who need care in their homes and that sort of thing. So those direct taxes are going up. But the bigger part of the strategy is going to be to freeze the brackets for the various income tax rates. And then also freeze the threshold for the standard deduction here. And so what they will then hope over the next 4 or 5 years is that as inflation pushes people's nominal pay higher and higher, that's going to push them into higher tax brackets or push them over the edge into having to pay income tax at all. They will now be paying taxes, but because of inflation outpacing wage gains, people will not necessarily have experienced any kind of significant increase in their standard of living. And this is possible in this country because the tax brackets do not adjust automatically in the way that they do in the U.S. And the British government intends to take full advantage of that, even while they are going to be talking about some sort of peripheral tax increases for people at the upper end of the income spectrum that are intended to create the illusion that higher earners are going to be paying a higher proportion of the tax burden. Europeans love to claim that, and American progressives love to claim that that is the case in Europe. It is not, because the money is going to be in the middle class. And so they're coming up with ways to extract that money from the middle class that are as undetectable as possible.
What is the VAT and what does that mean for the new budget, the expectation of the mini budget?
Well, again, the VAT is a consumption tax that's very common in Europe. Progressives often claim that we ought to have one in America. It applies a flat rate of 20% on the final consumption of most products. And it also, politicians love it because unlike an American sales tax, it gets baked into the sticker price of most products. So when you go into a store over here, the price that you see on the label already incorporates the VAT that the merchant is going to have to remit to the government. You don't have to do this mental arithmetic that Americans do, where we add the 8% or the 10% or whatever it is that's the current sales tax in your state. Now, the VAT is 20% right now. There have at times been discussions about cutting it. That is not going to happen now. And politicians love it again because your nominal VAT revenue increases with increases in the nominal price level as a result of inflation. And consumers are less likely to notice they're paying it because it doesn't show up as an extra item on the sticker price.
Yes. In addition, we have what we have in front of us is raising everybody's taxes. What I take this means is that there's no reduction in spending. Would that be the reason they're raising everybody's taxes? Or is there some aggressive way they're going to solve the NHS or the other burdens?
Well, they've claimed that they're going to find spending reductions in the government to help close some of this fiscal hole that they say that they're trying to deal with. It's that classic problem, though, where as soon as they try to identify specific items that they don't want to spend money on, everyone starts complaining about it. There was a modest proposal that perhaps the government doesn't need to do quite so much arts funding in London, which is a major culture capital of the world, where you have a very high income population that ought to be able to support arts through charitable giving. Huge howls about how awful it is that we would be cutting funding for the opera or for the art galleries or that sort of thing as a result of this. And of course, you can't cut welfare benefits or the National Health Service outright. So the two strategies are going to be that old chestnut waste, fraud, and abuse.
Right.
Although, of course, that's never where the money is. Or, again, they're going to try as much as possible to allow inflation to do the work by reducing nominal increases in government spending to below the inflation rate and then hope over time that that produces real inflation-adjusted spending reductions.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board in the Wall Street Journal. He's in London, Political Economics. We're headed to Bali, Indonesia next. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.